All right, welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Another day, another retailer being taken on by Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi. Got a deal here, Sozzi. Sephora going into Kohl's.
Yeah.
Good? Bad?
Well, I want to spew a little positivity on Kohl's for once. It has probably not happened in 2 years, but we're starting to get some analyst notes come from Kohl's recently met up with the investment banking folks on Wall Street to take them through their new Sephora store inside of Kohl's. That trip recently happened at a Ramsey, New Jersey Kohl's location. And there you have that location here. That photo comes compliments of Jefferies analyst Stephanie Wissink. And I think it's a lot bigger than a lot of people thought. So on the outside, the signage is very recognizable. Definitely don't see that on the front of JCPenney, where the Sephora stores have historically lived. Another picture from the fine folks at Jefferies. This area in the store is 2,500 square feet, taking up a large portion of the location, 125 brands, 8,500 SKUs or stock-keeping units. This is a serious bet by Kohl's. It's part of a 10-year partnership they inked several months ago. Right now, they have four of these locations open. By the end of October, 200 of these Sephora inside Kohl's will open. As you can see on that map there, and of course, you see me inside of a Kohl's shopping bag. But anyway, most of these stores are going in New York and California to kick things off here. So a big push by them, by Kohl's, right out of the gate. Generally speaking, Wall Street likes these stores. They like the look. They like the feel of them. You have Jefferies coming out here after meeting with Kohl's management, most specifically CEO Michelle Guest. $71 price target on Kohl's, reiterating their buy rating. You have Rob Durbel over Guggenheim reiterating his buy rating on the stock, $70 price target. So a lot of bullishness on Kohl's as they open up more of these makeup shops ahead of back to school in the holiday season. But guys, this is not happening in a silo. Kohl's is not the only one doing this. There is a full-on makeup war happening right now. You have Kohl's doing what it's doing. And then you have Target this month. By the end of this month, they will have 100 Ulta at Target stores open. Eventually, that will reach 800 stores. You'll probably see a couple more, maybe 50 to 100 more open inside of Target by year end. But the makeup wars are very much on, and Kohl's is so far leading that war. I can't believe I just gave a shout out to Kohl's.
Where else did we have you last week? The little graphic. We had you in the bottom
energy
of
drinks.
Energy drinks.
Yeah.
That's right. You were drinking the Monster energy drink. I ran some errands on Friday after the show, and I noticed there was a 3 for $5.50 Monster promotion happening at a 7-Eleven.
That's bad for margins.
Yeah.
Good for Brian Sozzi.
Yeah. Well, I'll just add two, just to balance this out a little bit here. Real quickly, shares of Kohl's since CEO Michelle Guest took over May 2018 down 16%.
Sure.
So she has a lot to prove here.
You know what else is in that shopping center out in Ramsey, right across the street from Don Bosco, where that Kohl's is located? There's a Panera in there.